There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway on KMOX.
And welcome out to another show here on Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey, and as always with me, Steve Mahler. We are financial advisors at Heisey Advisory Group here in St. Louis. And if you're new to the show, welcome. And those of you that have been tuning in regularly, thank you for listening. Our job is to help people make this transition from their working years into the retirement years. And we do this day in and day out for folks. And today's show, what we want to focus on is a concept that I think is growing in awareness, but maybe not as much as it should be. The focus has always been through your working years on net worth, right? The value of your assets, the net worth as you're growing your 401ks. And we need to think in terms of another term of net income. Net income is really the focus. And think of those of you that are still working, think of what your number one priority is and your number one benefit is at your job. It's your paycheck. You get a paycheck, be it every week, every other week, once a month, whatever the case may be, but you work and everything in your life revolves around that paycheck. It should be the same in retirement. So that's what we want to get into, and we want to focus on how to start thinking net income as opposed to net worth.
And that's really our objective when we first sit down with you and we go through this thing we call vision, and we really want to understand what it is you want your retirement to look like, and that's designed really, frankly, around what you want to spend. So we want to help you make sure that you have a good handle on what that net income is going to be. You need to know your income sources so that you can be sure that that you're going to be able to cover what you want to spend in retirement, which ultimately is going to help you confidently retire. We know that this is a transition that you've never been through before and is fraught with potential mistakes, and we want to help you make sure that we don't make or that you don't make some of those mistakes. So we want to analyze what your current income plan looks like. Do you even have an income plan? Do you have a written income plan? We strongly believe that as you're heading into retirement, you need to have a written document that that documents what you want to spend and what your income sources are going to be. So if you don't have an income plan that spells out how much monthly supplemental income you need, give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, the number's 314-328-4400. Come on in. Let's sit down. Let's analyze what you want your spending to look like in retirement and make sure that you have an income plan that's going to help you retire with confidence.
So the whole concept of retirement years ago, as I say all the time, this today is not your grandparents' retirement. For grandparents, parents, even I look at my parents, they retired and they had Social Security and they had a pension. That was retirement planning. Retirement planning was just about how much longer you could delay your Social Security because it would be a higher income, how much longer you could delay your pension and continue to work because your pension income would be higher. Everything was focused around net income in retirement planning, and it was real simple. However, with the disappearance of pensions and the advent of 401ks, the whole kind of mentality of retirement planning changed from this net income way of thinking to net worth. Oh my gosh, look how big my 401k is, and oh, look at what my net worth is, as opposed to going back to the focus of net income. And it's a challenge to get that back to that, but it is all about having a regular paycheck. You're what? We talk about 20, 30 years of unemployment, right?
Yeah, maybe longer, depending on when you want to retire, what kind of longevity you have in your family. People are living longer. That we've talked about this a lot. It's one of the biggest challenges of retirement planning. And while it's important to accumulate assets, because most people are going to need their assets to provide some supplemental cash flow in retirement, it's really important to know what you want to spend. Maybe you won't need your assets to provide income. Maybe you will. Maybe you'll need more than the next person. Maybe you do have a pension. Maybe you don't. And so we talk about this frequently. The whole process of retirement planning really has to start around the income planning part of it, understanding what you want retirement to look like, making sure that you've really identified what do you want to do when you retire. You want to spend more time with grandkids? You want to travel more? What are the things you want to do, and what's that going to cost? And then you take a look at what your income sources are and do the math, and that's where it starts.
So to calculate your net worth, I want to focus on the word net here a little bit. Your net worth is your assets minus your liabilities, right? That gets you your net worth. The other part that I see people not focusing on besides just income itself is net income. Net income is the income you get to spend out of your cash flow. So you might have a gross income coming into the household, of which then you have to pay taxes, and the net is the part you get to spend. So when you get to retirement planning, you need to start to look at strategies to reduce the tax impact, which will raise your net income. Even though your gross income might be the same, we want to get your net income higher as well. So some strategies in that income planning to reduce taxation. And part of the problem of this whole net worth thing goes back to a lot of the financial brokerage houses and so forth. There have been TV ads, people carrying around their number.
Yeah.
Right? $1,345,634.32 is my number. Well, how did that get calculated? How do you translate that number into income? And a lot of things, if you Google how much do I need to retire, a lot of times everybody's saying, well, if you don't have $1 million, you can't afford to retire. We have a lot of families that have less than $1 million that are able to retire comfortably. Everybody's in a different place as long as you understand what your net spend is going to be going into retirement.
And we ask families that all the time, what do you want to spend in retirement? And the number of times that we get sort of the deer in headlights look or the shrug of the shoulders, people really haven't thought about. And so if you're listening and you haven't thought about what you want to spend in retirement, I'd say that's something, if you're close to retiring, that's something you ought to be thinking about. And we saw a statistic the other day that 70% of married couples can't agree whether or not they have a written income plan. And it seems pretty straightforward to me. You either do or you don't. So,
well, and if you're single, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're married, you need to get on the same page.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're here to do, is to help you get that put together. The two of us, we specialize in retirement planning and retirement income planning. And we'd love to have you give us a call and set up a time to visit with us so that we can help you. We call that process the Retirement Roadmap Review. And again, if you've saved $250,000 or more for your retirement, give us a call. Come in and sit down with the two of us one-on-one. It's not a pressure consultation. We just enjoy having some conversations, helping people create their vision for their retirement, and then help them put that price tag to it. It's pretty simple and easy to do, and not everybody does become a client, and that's fine. We're here to add clarity and simplicity and give you some recommendations to help point you in the right direction. So give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. Come on into the office and get your own personal retirement roadmap review. You'll get an income analysis to let you know if you're on track. You'll get a stress test on your portfolio to let you know if you're taking too much risk in your portfolio at this point of your life. And you'll get our one-page plan. It's all part of the Retirement Roadmap Review process. Just reach out, give us a call, and come into the office and get your own personal retirement roadmap review.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back. It's Ken and Steve here from Heise Advisory Group, and today we're talking about retirement success isn't necessarily about net worth. It should be about net income, and kind of talking a little bit about the difference between the two. And I've got to say, I absolutely understand the fascination for growth. It's been the driving force for you during your working years all along. And truly, with the number one fear of retired people running out of money, I get that desire and that need for growth to think in terms of net worth. But here's the problem. Without a plan, how do you ever know if you have enough? And that's the key question that we help so many people determine. Do they have enough? We've actually coached some people to the point where you could retire today. They didn't know it. But now that they have a plan, they know where they can go. Or if they're going to retire in a year or 2 years, they have a plan on how this is going to translate net worth into net income.
And the pre-retirement and the post-retirement period of your life are really psychologically two different, distinctly different periods. That pre-retirement is all about accumulation, and the financial services industry has been very good about helping people accumulate assets, accumulating net worth, and it's really been more product-driven, sales-driven has really been the process, and focusing on things like, you know, all these buzzwords, risk tolerance, asset allocation, you know, rate of return, diversification, keeping up with inflation, and don't get me wrong, those are all really important things to pay attention to. But when you get ready to make that transition from the accumulation phase of your life, and you're going to cross that finish line into retirement, you're now, the mindset has to change. It's now about preservation of assets. It's about distribution back out to you primarily, and then ultimately, when you're gone, being able to distribute to your loved ones, charities, however you want to leave your remaining assets. So the focus has to change, but it really is solely dependent on you being able to understand what you want to spend in retirement and being able to make sure that you have the right income plan in place.
And it's not that net worth is not important. Obviously, net worth is very important because that's going to get you there. It's just transitioning the thought process because, again, if you have a severe market drop, It has a massive impact on your net worth if you're not invested properly. And those are the types of things that cause people to worry about whether they're going to have enough. And oftentimes, if you can avoid the big losses, it helps your portfolio last longer and helps kind of solve that process. So it's really having a true thought process and plan to get you from that net worth to translate that to net income. And if you're visiting with an advisor or you're interviewing somebody and you're looking to work with someone, if they're talking about product solutions or any type of product in that first meeting with you, chances are that's what they specialize in, is selling those products as opposed to planning. And that's what separates us in what we do for families, is it's all about you. It's all about helping you create and understand your personal values for what you want retirement to look like, and then helping you understand what that's going to cost on a monthly basis, and creating a plan and a strategy to get you from where you are to where you want to be.
And that sales process usually focuses around this concept of chasing rate of return. We want to get you the highest rate of return. And certainly that's understandable when you're in your 30s and 40s and you're willing to accept more risk. But as you start to shift into those retirement years very close to retirement years, and the mindset has to start to change to where your acceptance of risk in your portfolio is probably going to be reduced from when you were in your accumulation years. And so now it's not about chasing rate of return. It's about understanding what rate of return do you actually need your portfolio to produce in order to have a successful production of income, if you will, so that you can make sure that you're covering your spending needs.
And so as you start to focus on this thing called net income, the first thing you need to do is you have to have that income budget. You really need to spend some time, put pen to paper, and really think through your expenses. And with forward-looking vision, get a good handle on what future expenses are going to look like.
Not that ugly budget word.
Well, not the budget from a restrictive standpoint that everybody's used to, right? That negative connotation of a budget. This is a positive connotation in that we want you to encourage to spend whatever you want to and need to fulfill that retirement dream, but understanding what that takes and then how to build that out, because the second part of it is starting to understand your sources of income. Social Security. How do you create a plan to maximize that? When do you take it? When do you not take it? Do you take a spousal benefit? Do you take early benefit? Do you delay? It all has to tie together. Same thing with a pension. If you have a pension, do you take a survivorship, not have a survivorship? And there's a lot of things that go with that. And then, obviously, then there's the shortfall that you have to account for from your net worth.
And really the shortfall, if most people I think that we encounter are going to have some sort of a shortfall, and they do need their assets to be able to produce income. And that's why understanding the spend part and really getting a grip on what rate of return your assets need to produce so that you can cover that shortfall, rather than just chasing some arbitrary rate of return that usually means you're subjecting yourself to more risk than you really want to take as you are reaching that transition period into retirement.
And that's where the retirement roadmap review comes into play. That's where you come into the office, sit down with us one-on-one, and we promise you absolutely no pressure. We're here to help, kind of coach you through and understand the transition from net worth to net income, to create an income plan, to give you a strategy on how to build that cash flow so that you have a paycheck for the rest of your life, to create, I like to call it mailbox money, that you know that you're going to have that check all the time coming to the mailbox so that you can live month to month to month and enjoy not having to worry about all this. That's called the Retirement Roadmap Review. And if you'd like to sit down with us, give us a quick call, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
So the concept of discussing net worth versus net income maybe is not really new for us, but I think it might be new for you, and hopefully we've presented it in a different way that maybe makes a little bit more sense. We talk about income planning all the time here on the show. We talk about it constantly with all of our families because it is the focal point of retirement, and it becomes very easy to focus back on net worth, especially when you've been working for 30 or 40 years. There's pride in what you've been able to save and what you've been able to grow your net worth to. So it's very commonplace, but we want to make sure that you don't make the mistake of focusing solely on net worth and not truly understanding the benefit of net income.
And so the whole concept of understanding that difference between net worth and net income and how that's really going to affect your retirement really starts with our planning process called the Retirement Roadmap Review. And we really encourage you to reach out to us and come sit down and let's analyze. Let's take a look and see if you actually have a written income plan. And if you don't, let's take a look at getting one put together for you so that you know how that's going to impact your retirement. And you'd rather know that before you retire than after. So give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, that number is 314-328-4400. Come on in, sit down, and let's take a look at what kind of an income plan you have. Thanks for being with us. We'll be with you next week right here on KMOX.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.